This is an NITV radio podcast. For the full program, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio.
My name is Charlene Campbell. I'm a town camper of Hoppies Camp Community in Alice Springs, and I'm also a co-coordinator for the Family Prevention Program and also the core governance group for our town, Tangentyere Women's Family Safety Group. What our group is originally about is tackling family and domestic violence on our town camp, and not just only our town camp, but we also want to be the voices for our urban and women's around community and Australia-wide as well. Yeah, we talk to a lot about women around how to keep safe, talk a lot around about bad and healthy relationships and give them a heads up on how to keep safe and give them some information on where they can also go and get help, let alone that on our town camp we've also got our core governance group. And what I mean by our core governance group is that we are individually picked from our town camp. So we're basically the voices for our women. So if anything ever has to happen and they're too afraid to, or too scared to go and talk to someone, I mean, we're always there on our town camp to lend a hand and be their voices.
So do you also have community groups to come together as well to invite women in?
Yeah, where I'm from at the moment, I'm a Hoppies camp and I'm close to two other town campers, Scruttons and Charles Creek. We've only just recently had our community centre up and running there. So by having that, it's really good to get most of our women and children in to have that conversation around family and domestic violence, and let alone not only just around the domestic violence, we talk a lot around that financial and educational stuff as well.
So you're taking the anti-violence message to the federal leaders in Canberra. How are you going to do that?
We sat down and talked with a lot of our women saying, like what we said, family and domestic violence, we're just sick of it, you know. It's not a shame job thing. Everybody goes through family and domestic violence, not just our Aboriginal people, not just our mob, but the whole world also goes through family and domestic violence. And by doing that, we want to take our message to the decision makers and tell them, you know, that we can actually do things from the ground upwards, and we know that how to work with our mob and how to deal and how to protect our mob and talk around family and domestic violence and go from there.
So you had a march in July this year?
Yep.
And how did that go?
That went pretty awesome. I mean, I'm still stoked about it, even though in July this year, but I'm still stoked today that how it went. Pretty privileged that we've had like just over 300 people attending. This was all non-government NGOs, had all the labour and some of the government workers around Australia joining our march as well, and then sending in their messages around saying that I stand with you. And yeah, we want to spread that message around other people saying that stand with us, women against family and domestic violence. So we want to take that message up to Canberra and not tell the decision makers that yes, we can do things. As women, we are the blanket of our family, and we know how to work with our individuals, let alone not just individuals, but we also work around and talk to our community around family and domestic violence as well.
As an Indigenous woman, how do you feel, how's this helping your community?
Well, I've grown up getting the knowledge and the teaching from my grandparents, and now that they're not around, I'm willing to share that and lift that up and sharing with my younger peers, and my younger peers also spread that and when they go to school as well, you know, they put a heads up around their school saying that bullying is not a good thing, because bullying is bad, and if anything happens to them, well, it could lead up to a bigger, wider range of like family and domestic violence, and it can just erupt just like that. And by teaching our young ones about bullying at school, it's not good. And yeah, like me, I've only got one daughter, and I'm willing to share that with her, and she's happy to take it to school, and she shares it with her friends and her teachers, and let alone the school's starting to realise that she's going to be a younger leader in her when her time comes.
Lovely. So do you feel like you're a leader?
Yep, I feel like I'm already a leader, let alone not just a leader, but I feel like I'm passionate about it, what I'm doing, because I feel like I'm a big sister, I'm an auntie. Just recently become a young grandma, so I'm basically got a whole lot of hats. Like I said, I'm a sister, auntie, from a grandma and my mother.
So why do you think Aboriginal women experience more family and domestic violence in Australia than the non-Indigenous?
I guess it's, well, for me, my understanding growing up, is since that we took the cultural knowledge away from us, it basically gave all our mob the power to do whatever they want, like alcoholism, and from alcoholism, it's not only just alcoholism, but it's just financial as well, see, and that causes a lot of drama and conflict throughout the family and throughout the community. They just put a lot of pressure and a lot of depression and anxiety on some of the families, and then, yeah, they just lose power. So with setting up a women's committee, we sort of have the voices to stand up and say, hey, look, that's not the right thing to go. If something bothering you, no matter who it is, man or woman, because eventually we all need to sit down and listen, because that's what we used to do in the old days when our grandparents used to do that, was the best thing to do is listen, understand and respect the elders. And that's one of my passion is to bring out that respectful in our young ones and keep it going from there.
What does Tangentjeri mean?
Tangentjeri means working together.
Lovely. Thank you so much for joining us today, Charlene.
No, thank you.
This was an NITV radio podcast. For more, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio or download the SBS radio app.